What is going on, guys? It's your boy Isaac Lee Waters coming at you with our very first podcast for Channel 6 Vlogs. Da da da. Anyway, basically, I'm going to be comparing the movie Aragon to the book Aragon because, one, it's a grade. Two, I needed to graduate. And three, I have nothing better to do in my class time. So, back to the topic. Aragon. All right. I am going to start with the book review first because it's really simple and I've already like read the book like twice now, even though, you know, I don't know why. It's like 500 pages. It's like 1,000 pages I just read, but that's okay. Anyway, the author is Christopher Pliny. Language is clearly English. The genre is young adult fantasy. It was published in August of 26, 2003. And some of the main characters on here was one, well, Aragon, his dragon, Saphira, a storyteller, but actually wasn't a storyteller. He was actually an old dragon rider, but everyone thought he was just making up stories. His name was Brom. Then you got the elf girl. Basically, how he meets her is he was literally asleep and he dreamed about seeing her at a castle. It was a weird image in my head, but yeah, you just got to read the book to find out. And her name is Aurora. And then you also have Murtaug, Angelina, oh, my bad, Angela, not Angelina. And then you have Solumbum, Geod, Durza, Orc, Ajad, Garrow, and Rorn. Those are just some of the main characters. Some of the key themes in this book is basically it's the start of Aragon's journey into becoming a dragon rider, because he starts out as just a typical farm boy and he's just out hunting, and then next thing you know, there's rocks just like there, and he picks it up because he thought it was cool and he could probably sell it worth some money. Turns out it was a dragon egg, and dragon eggs only hatch is if the person they want touches the egg. Otherwise, they won't hatch. They choose when they hatch. It's just like they know if that person is the right person or not. And so whenever Aragon touches the egg, that the egg starts to, you know, develop inside, but he doesn't know all of this. And then next thing you know, the Razak, I've never really known how to pronounce it. It's like Razak or something. It's something like that. I'm close enough. You guys get the point. Basically, they start going after him because, like I said, the elf girl, Aurora, she, like, used this teleportation thing because, you know, elves are really efficient in magic. Because in this book, you have to have the strength, the physical strength to do something in order to cast the spell that you want to cast. However, there are shortcuts that, you know, elves know because they've spent so many, like, thousands of years just developing and practicing magic as to why they're so good at it. So they've developed cheats to go around this. To rate the first book, it's starting off of his journey. Christopher Pliny, I believe, was just 17 when he published this book. I really feel like it was a good book. He was clearly influenced by some of the older books, or not older, but, you know, more of the fantasy books back whenever he was growing up, because keep in mind, he is a 17-year-old kid, and so whenever he was writing this book, he had a lot of influences, and he really showed that in his book. I'm not calling this book a bad book, but there's less of an originality in this book just because of those, but overall, I'm still going to rate this book a 9 out of 10, just because, you know, he was 17, he wrote a really fantastic book for being 17, and managed to get it published, which is not a small thing to, like, not a small accomplishment. All right, we get to part two of this podcast. I gotta describe this book, but the movie version. And it's, I'm telling you, it's not good. It was directed by Stefan Fagnier. some of the stars in it are Ed Spiers as Aragorn, Jeremy Irons as Braum, Sina Guillory as Aurora, Robert Carlyle as Durza, John Malkovich as Galbatrix, Garrett Hedman as Murtagh, Alun Armstrong as Uncle Garrow, and then Christopher Egan as Rorn, and then we have Gary Lewis as Hrothgar, and another mention of, you know, a book that he was inspired by. And that's just some of the main actors in here. There's a lot more, but honestly, I really don't want to go through all of them because there's so much more, and I just want to get the main ones down. But, this movie was published in 2006. The main plot was to defeat Galbatrix and, win back all of, you know, the continent, basically, because that man just, like, was an evil dragon rider, and he was like, hey, y'all are gonna bow down to me, or basically, I'm gonna kill you. Yeah. Iron fisting ruling type deal, you know what I'm saying? But, another thing why not a lot of people like this movie is because of, well, I mean, it was made in 2006, but, like, the CGI really wasn't that good. I mean, the budget was $100 million, but I really feel like this movie wasn't a $100 million made movie. It was, I feel like the reason why it was probably that much money is because it took a long time to record and make and do all the edits. But honestly, I really feel like they could have done a better job with the actors. Like, for instance, the dwarf in the movie, I really feel like could have been played by, like, a dwarf in real life, and not, well, actually, now that I think about it, the dwarf in the movie was actually a really good dwarf, but I feel like Aragorn could have been a different character, like, Cole Sprouse would have been a really good Aragorn. He has, like, the blonde hair going on, the blue eyes, plus, you know, nowadays with teens and, you know, young adults, they're really paying attention to him because whenever he was little, he played on The Suite Life of Zack and Cody, which, you know, I watched myself, but he's matured, and to be honest, I mean, he's looks really good, and he looks like he could fit the part, like, no cap. But overall, I feel like the movie was, if I had to rate it out of 10 stars, I'd have to go with, like, a 5, because they got, like, the main ideas down, and the acting was good, but the CGI and the edits and the overall plot, I feel like they rushed it. I feel like they should have took their time and maybe made it and bunched up into a series of movies, or maybe even made it into a show, which I hope they do soon, you know, or eventually, because honestly, this book has so much potential to become into, like, a series or a movie. The closest series I could compare it to becoming, like, is Game of Thrones, because that is a huge series, and I really feel like Aragorn and what's based around it could really get put into a series like Game of Thrones and be just as big, because it's fantasy. I mean, everyone loves a fantasy. Like, who doesn't like watching dragons breathing fire and fights and people speaking magic words and messing up their opponents and having creepy demon looking things coming at you? Like, dude, that stuff's amazing. That's what people are into. This book could be a series easy. Book versus the film. So there's clearly some similarities, but there's also clearly some differences. Some similarities would be, you know, Aragorn going out in the woods hunting, finding a freaking dragon egg, because, you know, that happens on a typical day of hunting. And brings it back, turns out to be a dragon egg, and he doesn't know what to do. Then next thing you know, the Razak just show up to the village and start murdering people, being like, where's the egg? And then people are like, what? And so Aragorn catches on, and he's like, bro, I gotta dip. And that man goes, zoop, out of town. And then along the way, Brom comes with them. That's clearly some similarities. And then along the way, they meet some characters and stuff like that. And for the most part, the book goes on. But the difference is, in the movie, they cram a 4-part series of like 500 plus pages each. So about like over 2,000 pages worth of books. Into an hour and like 44 minutes. And I feel like that's why it did so bad. And finally, if I had to, well, I'm pretty sure y'all could guess which one's better, but, you know, if I had to say which one had the better quality, I would clearly go with the book, because the book had character development. It didn't rush anything. It was well thought, had some really relatable things in it. And just overall, you got lost in the book. Like, when I would read it, I would read hundreds of pages, and next thing you know, it was like 11 o'clock at night, and I'm like, oh man, time flew by, because my mind would be so engaged in the book, because you could relate to some of the characters, you know, because he used a lot of influences in the real world to make this book, and that's another reason why it's a good book, because you could just relate to it, you know, even though it's fantasy and it has all these things. At the end of the day, you still have your basics, you know? He's just trying to live. He's just doing his own thing. Like, whenever you're reading this book, you want to imagine you being one of the characters, maybe Aragorn or Aurora or Brom or something like that. And you could see yourself and you just picture that and you get lost in that thought. And it really just engages your mind. But in the movie, it doesn't do that. In the movie, it just rushes everything. It's just so well, like, not put together. It's not put together correctly. And, you know, I think I'm just going to leave it off with that. Like, Aragorn the book was better than Aragorn the movie. And it just comes down to key things that everyone looks for whenever they're watching a movie or reading a book. So, y'all have a nice day. Peace out. It's your boy Isaac Waters signing out of Channel 6 Vlogs. Yee yee!